Welcome to Unlock the Healing Path with me, Natasha Ornedo. Sometimes emotional wounds manifest like the ground falling out from under you. Other times, it's a slow descent into a dull, stagnant place. Whatever your pain may look like, it's hard to think about healing when putting one foot in front of the other seems impossible. This show is about discovering the powerful healing tools you have right at your fingertips. This is a call to action. The world is demanding that we heal ourselves fully and truly learn to love and accept ourselves just as we are. Learn how to unlock your healing path and start moving forward through grief with grace. Watch yourself continue to grow, expand, and truly live the life you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. Unlock the Healing Path starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and you are listening live to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with me for the next hour as I talk with embodied healer Bella LaVey, a holistic sacred sexuality coach whom I have personally had the pleasure of working with. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how she helps her clients to heal their relationships to their sexuality and their creativity, helping them to create a life full of passion and pleasure. Then every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, I'm going to have some of the most heart-centered and knowledgeable embodiment practitioners here helping you to heal and transform your life through embodiment. Hello, Bella LaVey. I am so excited to have you here with me today. I feel like I have so much that I want you to share because I have had the pleasure of experiencing your magic firsthand. We're actually coming right out of a transformative and amazing salon that you hold a couple times a year, Radical Radiance. And so if you're feeling ready, I would just love to kind of dive right in first and just hear a little bit about your personal story and how you kind of came to be who you are.
Well, thank you.
That's not a big loaded question or anything.
Thank you for having me here, Natasha. It's a joy to see you and share healing through the Taoist and Tantric lineages with your audience. So, my journey was a rocky one in many ways, a wild one in many ways. I think I've always been a bit of a thrill seeker, and I definitely learned from the school of hard knocks. So I think what happened, and I wrote a memoir about my earlier, journey through sexuality as a dancer and a professional dominatrix.
Yeah. And you're referring to your book, Fetish Girl, right?
I am. And so, that's just, we'll give a little more history if anyone's really interested in the nitty gritty. You can read it for yourself. But yeah, I think for me, all of that history that happened imprinted my nervous system. So everything that happens from the moment we are in utero to our adult self, all of that is informing and imprinting us. So even many of the things that I did and by choice were really conditioned through my childhood experiences and my nervous system so set to intensity. So, my earlier kind of sexual awakening through BDSM was really me just being able, that is how my nervous system was set at that time. And so it was, pretty much just a reflection of that. And so I think through the latter half of my life, from the last, 22 years, has been a journey of unwinding all of that, of unwinding the fetish girl years and earlier, and really coming back into my body and retraining my nervous system to not need what I needed in the past for sexual pleasure and excitement. So that was just, and that's been a really fascinating journey. At some point I thought like I just needed that level of intensity. It was just, well, that was just because my nervous system was so out of whack.
Yes. Oh my gosh. There's so much goodness in all that you just shared. First, I love how you just used that word unwinding, because I feel like even in like just some of the work I've done with you, like that's just such a beautiful way to describe it, where it, that's exactly what it feels like, an unwinding of the nervous system. I know for me, I've always been so drawn to you, but also particularly for your journey, there's a lot of it that is reflective for me for some of my own personal experience around healing my sexuality. And while of course we've taken different paths, I feel very much the same. Like Belle is the first coach that I worked with, and I'm so grateful that she really opened up this space and opportunity for me when I didn't even know it was what I needed, and that also that I said yes. And I've seen that transition for myself with my own sexuality, where I also had that like high intensity nervous system where extremes were what I went for. And now I've just noticed how it's just like this softness that's come in. And I'm just able to experience this connection of real intimacy and love in my sexual relationship with my partner. And it's just, it's amazing.
It is amazing. And it's so precious. Like, it was probably around 2002 where I met one of my, a woman who'd been a tantrika and a teacher. And she was teaching me some basic tantra, and I was laughing. Like I was hilarious to me at the time, because my system just didn't operate at that time. I was still, you know, the meter was set for so high that the subtle practices, you know, they were more of an irritant. So, you know, we have to be able to meet where we are and then slowly retrain, or like we were just talking about, unwind. And it's really a journey back to the body, journey home.
Yes. And I love that so much. And, you know, cause for me is like, someone that has always been drawn to sexuality and had a lot of shame around it. You know, as I started my spiritual healing path, I also kind of was like, well, what about Tantra, the left-hand path? I heard all about this. And it was like, that feels so in tune with who I am. But I had the same experience when I tried to kind of go in. I was just like, I don't think this is for me. I don't know. There's something here that's just not clicking. And then, you know, fast forward to now, and it's starting to really drop in. And I feel like, and a word that's been coming up for me a lot, it's like this womb awakening of just this divine feminine energy that's like coming forth and like, hey, you just get to be in this place of pleasure. And we did this amazing practice yesterday with also one of your teachers, Valentina Leo, sky dancing. And so today it was, I went to the gym and I came just cut from the gym. You can see my hair is wet from the shower. But when I was there, I was just like, you know what? I was like, I am feeling so good still, like just in my body. And I was in there and I was just doing my sky dancing in between my sets. And I didn't care what anybody thought. And I was just like, this is me and I'm here. And it just felt so amazing. Just to be able to have that and allow myself to be like, this is how I get to feel all the time. And, you know, and this is how I want every human person to connect back to that place of home and know that, like, that you get to feel that way too.
Absolutely. And that makes me so happy, because that's how I work out as well. We're also conditioned to behave. Like we think that there's some kind of unwritten code of what gym behavior, right? You do your little set and then you hang out and you're all plugged up and people, and you know,
don't make eye contact.
But my body wants to move in between sets and open. I'm trying to feel my muscles, as you know, what did I just work, and am I really sensing into that and bringing that aspect of embodiment into everything we do, including working out. I mean, especially working out, right?
Yes, because that's exactly it. Like for me, I really love lifting weights, and I've always find it kind of funny about myself, because I love, you know, these other practices like yoga and a lot of energetic practice, but I also really just love lifting weights. But it's the same, like when I'm doing that, it's just because it forces me to focus so much on being in my body and in the muscles. And then in between, it's just like, oh, and now I want to like open up if there's like a space of tightness, and I want to like just let the energy move and flow. And yeah. I love that so much. And so I know we're coming up soon for our break, so I'll just ask a quick question here. So what was it that really like inspired you to kind of step up and decide like, I need to create this space and like create these spaces for women to come in and do this work with me?
You know, I think with this work, it's a vocation, right? It's a vocation. It's a calling. And I think it's everything. I really believe everything that's ever happened to us, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is necessary for us to step into who we are becoming. And like all of my journey, and then, you know, discovering these practices, these beautiful practices to bring our bodies into homeostasis and balance and return to the, like you said, to the feminine ways, I just wanted to share them. I wanted to create circle. I wanted to have the red tent that I, you know, that we didn't have when we were children.
That is so beautiful. And I know I, for one, am super grateful. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have worked with you that are super grateful that you've created this space. And so we're going to start heading for a break in a moment. So I'm going to pause us here. And when we come back, we're going to start talking a little bit more deeply about the Radical Radiance Salon, just because that was what we just stepped out of, and it was just so potent. And I really want to, I want to spread and share that message. So you're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace with me, Natasha Ednedo. And before we take our quick break, Bella, I would love for you to share with our listeners your website so that that way they can get some more information on the work you do and some upcoming events that you have.
You can find me at bellalavey.com, and that's spelled BellaLavey.
Awesome. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this, like, just magical transformative salon that you have, Radical Radiance.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with me, Natasha Odnedo. We're here talking today with the absolutely luscious Bella LaVey, but before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find me and learn more about the work that I do and how I can support you in your healing journey. You can find me at natashaodnedo.com, and Bella, I would also love, again, if you could share your website so listeners know where to find you.
And you can find me at bellalavey.com.
Awesome. And let's dive right in. And so we just completed, actually on yesterday, Sunday, this amazing workshop, Radical Radiance, that I completed with you. And I just want you to share all about it because it was just so magical and so juicy. Look, I get chills when I talk about it because just the shifts that have happened to me and just these few short weeks have been tremendous.
Thank you. And thank you for diving in so deeply. It really is, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will come, because, you know, people who are really, they come when they're ready to this work. And that was the same for me. And Radical Radiance I created to share primarily the Taoist teachings for health and longevity and beauty that go back thousands of years and used to be kept secret, right? They were only available to the ladies of the royal court and maybe some you know, maverick Taoists in the forest, but for the most part, they were not, they were never known in the public. And these kept the women juicy. They kept them, their anti-aging techniques and practices so they could, you know, maintain their beauty. And the you know, the thing is that you think like thousands of years ago, we didn't have, life wasn't as stressful. People weren't working like dogs, a slave to the system. There wasn't all the toxins in the food and in the water. And I, you know, it's just really remarkable to me, like how much more we need the practices now, right? And we're also really culture, the culture brings us in to being very disembodied. Like we're not taught to honor our bodies. We're not taught to be proactive in our own health. We just are taught to look to someone else to take care of our bodies. So this is really about a reclamation of your health, of your self-care, and of your sexuality. Of not really looking at, you know, traditionally sexuality is all about a connection with the other, sexuality is a commodity. And this is about us owning our sexuality for us. And it's about taking that life, sexual energy is our life force, golden nectar. And it gives us a whole different perspective on how we can tap into this prana, this energy that's moving through our bodies, and use it to heal, use it to manifest, and use it to stay youthful. So, I mean, who doesn't want that? And these are just ways that people don't normally look at their sexuality. They think of it, you know, like, oh, this is something I do to turn myself on and to be in connection with another. But the beautiful thing is that when you start to work with your sexuality as this nourishment for your mind, body, spirit, then it ripples out into our relationships in a whole different way. We're much more present, we're more embodied, we're more open. You know, the practices, I think, are really a coming home to the wonderment of being in a feminine form and to the mysteries of being in feminine form. And then we start to learn from the wisdom of the body instead of the, you know, that mind chatter and everything we've been trained and conditioned to through society and through media. And so I think it's beautiful women start to form a new relationship with themselves and to gain confidence and inspiration.
Oh my God. Yes. I love so much of that. Cause I know for me, as I came into this and, you know, you had offered this to me a couple of times. And like, when it was coming up this time, as soon as I saw that email, I was like, Bella, I felt it. There's a shift. I'm ready. And I so was coming in. I know I really wanted to learn how to work with my sexuality in a new way. I felt like I have all of this sexual and creative energy, but it was like, it was just kind of pouring out of me all the time. And I really wanted to learn how to ground that down, how to learn how to work with it in a new way, and also how to work with it in a softer way in connection with that divine feminine. I feel like I have worked for many years kind of healing my divine masculine, but that there still is that tendency of me of wanting to like go, go, go and do. And I think that is something with these practices that I noticed. It was so much about like, oh, well, what happens when I just slow it down? And what if it's softer? And what if I don't have to move so much? And what if I can just allow myself to feel and be? And I mean, there is just so much juiciness throughout the whole salon that I feel like a different person. But I think what I really want to share is the big revelation that I had, you know, and this is something I've been realizing around self-care is like self-care is really how you start to like show that you love yourself. And that's how you start to feel that you love yourself. And then these practices that you've given me have taken that to a whole new level. And so I know like there's these breast massage practices that you share. And that's something that's an area of my body that I've always had a little bit of difficulty loving. It's like everywhere else I can give love for and that area. And like with these practices now, it's like, I have to kind of stop myself because I'm like, oh, I just want to kind of touch and rub up on myself all the time. But it's also just so beautiful. Like, I love that I now have this connection of like, you know, I think it was that you said that the breast are the wings of the heart. Mm-hmm. And it just lights me up to think of that, of like, oh yes, they're just this extension. And this is how I like share my love with the world.
Right. And it's so true. And when you think of the heart, the emotional heart, our emotional heart is right between our breasts. And so when we open our heart, it really expands through the chest, and this is how we meet the world. So incredible.
Yeah. Yes. And it really has been such a joy for me. And I had a little tech issue over here, so I froze for a second. So I'm not sure how much you heard. But I know when I kind of ended, I was just talking about just how beautiful it is to have that expression of like the breast being the wings of the heart, and how I just, you know, now I spread my love in that way, and just having this like greater love and appreciation for my body, just as it is right now in its perfection, even if there's still things that I'm working on from like transformed body that has now birthed a human. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that like none of that matters. And this body is just so amazing and so magical and like just does so much for me. And like, it's like, your salon really just gave me this connection of like, yes, my body is this temple. And I just thank you for that gift, because it really was phenomenal.
Yeah, you're so very welcome. And it is our temple. This is the only body we are going to have in this lifetime, right? And this is what we got. So let's just make the best of it and love it up. Love it up. And, you know, what I love about the breast massage is, it really, for me, kind of, it breaks down a lot of, it feels like just debris. It feels like there's this clearing of space. And the way that I greet people, there's just a more openness and a transparency when I'm doing my practices regularly. Like I feel like I'm sheer almost, like I'm here. There's, and I think that's just through all the repetition of practice, because we connect so much to the virtues of the heart throughout the breast massage, right? We're moving all of the virtues of compassion and empathy and devotion and harmony and gratitude and joy and beauty. And we're swirling that through our breasts. And, you know, when you do that every day, then that's how you greet the world. You know,
yes. Oh my gosh. So much. Yes. And I know for me, and like, even initially when I first came to see you, I knew like my big thing was that, you know, I really wanted to experience and create real intimacy in my life. And it was so hard. And I remember the first time I heard you say intimacy, into me see, and I was just like blown away, because it was just like, oh my God, but yes, that's what this is. It's like allowing yourself to just be seen. And I feel like those breast massage practices, they really do just allow you to like really be seen in all the like beauty and love that you have, and not be afraid to just allow that to be seen. Yeah. Okay. So we're coming up on another break. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and you are listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace. When we come back, Bella LeVay is going to share with us a little taste of some of the embodiment practices that she loves, just so you can have a little taste of some things you can take home and try at home. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
We're back on Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with me, Natasha Ornedo. And I'm here today talking with Bella LeVay, and now we're going to dive right back into this next juicy segment, where Bella's going to share some of her favorite embodiment techniques. And, you know, since we were sharing about this beautiful breast massage, I think we might get a little taste of that. Bella, I'd just love for you to share your website again one more time, and then we can dive right in.
Fantastic. You can find me at bellalevay.com, and that's spelled B-E-L-L-A-L-A-V-E-Y. So I was thinking, Natasha, of just maybe just doing a little guided embodiment meditation and a little breast massage. I mean, why not? It's Facebook, right?
Sounds absolutely perfect. Yes. And then even if you're catching this on the replay, just hearing and maybe don't have the video, then that way people can still kind of follow along just with the words. So I think that's perfect.
Wonderful. All right. Well, one of the things that we do a lot of in Radical Radiance is cleansing breaths. Mm. So you probably all heard of it, but in case you haven't, It's a simple inhalation, but a deep, full inhalation through the nose, filling the belly, filling the lungs, filling the back of the lungs, and then a loud exhalation with a sigh.
Ah.
Yes. We often do that in a series of three. So I'm going to invite you, I'll guide you through three cleansing breaths, and then we'll move into a little embodiment meditation and some breast massage. So taking a nice deep inhale, inhaling mother of love, light, feeling that light come through the entire body and collecting any dust buddies of tension and stress, and exhaling it out with a sigh. Again, inhaling mother of pearl, white light and love, letting it come through the entire body, every cell, and exhaling out any stuck energy, any negativity, any false beliefs or patterns that no longer serve you. Once again, inhaling that beautiful, luminous white light, infusing every cell of your being with it, and exhaling everything that gets in the way of you living to the fullest potential. If the eyes aren't closed, let them close gently and allow your body to just soften into your seat. Feel where your back makes contact with the chair, your bum, feeling your feet on the floor, and having everything just open and sigh, like every cell in your being relaxes, especially your face, the skin around your eyes and your mouth. See if you can relax it and soften it. Bringing your attention out of the thinking mind and into the body, as if you could take an elevator down 5 floors and open the doors and come into the womb. If it feels right, you can put a hand over the womb, 2 hands over the womb, and just feel your beautiful belly, your tummy, your womb space, the center of your creativity. And breathing into your hands as they're on your belly, feel your belly rise and fall. Softening, surrendering, opening. Softening the mouth and the jaw a little more and the tongue. And letting that soft, open surrender come down into the heart. Imagining you can soften all the muscles around the heart. And while you're bringing your attention into this beautiful heart center, you can imagine a crimson flame dancing in the heart, the emotional heart, the very center of your chest. And before we move into a short breast massage practice, create an intention. Your intention for the practice, it might just be to come home to the body, to rejuvenate, have a deeper connection to yourself. Be curious, be open, bloom that intention into your heart, and then bring your hands up to your mouth and blow your intention into your cupped hands. Raise one hand up, the hands will split. bring that intention up, send it up to source, the divine, God, however you connect to your higher power, and then drop that into the body, seal it in as a hand floats back down, and then both hands will rest in the lap. You can rest one hand on top of the other with your thumbs touching in primordial seal. Taking a nice deep inhale. Pull up on the pelvic floor, hold the breath, and then rub your hands together so you're heating your hands. And then let your hands come right over the center of your breast and exhale into the breast with the middle fingers touching in the center. And just feel that heat of your hands. Maybe you haven't connected to your breath. Wings of the heart, the crown of your femininity. And then begin to massage the breasts in just delicate circles coming up through the center and then over the sides of the breasts and down. Just beautiful, sensual, loving circles. And continuing to let the body soften, the face soften. As you come into communion with your breath. Massaging the breath is one of the core rejuvenative self-care practices that we do in Radical Radiance, and we have a full sequence that we use. But even just this simple outward circle motion will bring just a sense of nourishment to the body, to the spirit. We're a big fan of micro practices like that, just doing a little bit when you can throughout the day. The nipples can act like sponges. And as women, we are the caretakers. We tend to take on people's energy. So we'd like to clear the breasts. And just imagine you're just sweeping down the sides of the breasts, making some sound naturally as it comes. We often work with the ha sound, the sound for the heart. Ha. And now bringing that circle all the way up and then down the sides, all the way down to the belly, as if you're drawing a big heart on your torso. Bringing that heart energy, that love energy, all the way down to the womb. Infusing the womb with love, with beauty, with this warmth, healing heart energy. And then letting your hands fall to your lap for a moment, just closing your eyes and just sensing into your body as you slow down. What's revealed in the sacred pause, the space in between. This is when the body speaks to us. Just noticing if the body is speaking to you, if there's a message for you. And then bringing one hand to the heart, one hand to the belly. And thanking yourself for this short, sweet practice. Just returning to the body for just a few minutes. Thank you. Open your eyes. One of the things that I love to do if I've been like around a lot of energy, if I feel like I'm picking things up is even just a simple ringing. Like I imagine, like I'm ringing my breaths out and just squeezing out anything I might have unconsciously picked up that I don't need. I'm using some sounds and making noise, not worrying about what we look like or sound like. And then sometimes I do a little sweeping with the hands, just letting it go.
Oh, I really like that one. For me, being someone that is a healer and an empath, I'm like, I carry a lot and I can just feel like, I'm like, oh yeah, there's some stuff there that we don't need. We can just clear away. And oh, thank you so much for that. I just love how these practices, they're so simple, but so profound. And like, I just feel even more like just dropped in and connected. And thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
All right. And we're going to take another break. And before we do, I just want you all out there to remember that support is out there for you if you're ready and willing to ask for it. So Bella, please share your information for our listeners one more time.
BellaLeVay.com.
Beautiful. And then again, my contact information is NatashaOdnedo.com. And I know that myself or Bella would be so honored to support you in your own personal healing journey. And so I invite you to take action and set up a call with myself or with Bella and, you know, just allow yourself to see the possibilities of what could happen and what can open up for you. This is Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace with me, Natasha Odnedo. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'm going to ask Bella to share that what is the number one thing that she wants her clients to walk away with when she works with them? You won't want to miss this. So stay tuned.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace with me, Natasha Odnedo. I'm here today with Bella LeVay, and that was such a juicy practice. I feel like we're both just kind of glowing, and I want to just kind of dive in our last segment. We have a few more minutes together. And so, Bella, can you please share with us what is like the number one thing that you want your clients to walk away with after they've worked with you?
You know, what I want everyone to know is that everything they need is within inside them, right? Everything is within inside them. I mean, we have guides and teachers and coaches, and we can learn so much, but the wisdom is within the body. And so when we can do these practices, slow us down so we can listen to the womb wisdom within us that's always there. We just haven't slowed down enough. And we're all, even when we feel like we're broken, we are not. Mm. We are unbreakable. We are resilient. We are resourceful. We are creative, and we are, you know, we can overcome everything, no matter what you've been through. It can be turned, and that is where the light shines through. Everything that has impacted us that one might think is, you know, a block can just be so quickly transformed into like a vessel for transformation. And I love how you talk about your show is like healing with grace, and it can be graceful. It doesn't have to be like a long, dark, arduous process. We can gracefully maneuver just what the waters of life and learn to surf it, learn to ride it, learn to swim in the currents, learn to go dive deep and be fearless.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. And like exactly what you said is like, this is why this show is created, because that is exactly what I want people to know. I feel like I hear so much people that are at that space where they know they need something and they need healing, and they're always looking out and they're asking everyone else. And it's like, that's not the way. You're not going to find it that way. You have the answers inside of you. And absolutely, it can be helpful to have support and have a guide. But also I encourage you, like, make sure you're finding a guide that's empowering you to find the answers within yourself and that's guiding you into your own womb wisdom. Nobody else has the answer for you. And I just, yeah. I remember yesterday on the sky dancing class we did with your teacher, she talked about as well something that really resonated for me in my journey. And that's why I talk about moving through the grief with the grace, is because what I realize is that once you stop fighting it, the suffering goes away. It still might be some uncomfortable, unpleasant things that need to come up, but there's almost like this bliss and joy that comes simultaneously of just allowing yourself to fully embrace and feel what needs to feel and allow it to just shift and move on its own, because it will. And I feel like that's the thing, like, I want people to know, like, it will shift and move on its own as long as you trust that process. And I don't feel like that's shared enough. And so I want to shout it from the rooftops for everyone to know.
I do as well, because the alchemy is within the body. Yeah. And so many of the practices that we do in Radical Radiance are very deep healing practices of letting go of trauma that's been stored in the body. And sometimes it's been through sexual abuse or in trauma that's been very difficult to metastasize. But as we move into this, you know, owning and coming home to our bodies, we release this, and there's pleasure there too. You know, the body there, and there's pleasure, like Valentina was saying, there's this pleasure in releasing the grief and letting go of watching it unwind and just find its way out of the body.
Yes. And it's like, that is our birthright. Like, we are allowed to feel that way all the time, to just release any hindrance or blocks around shame that might be coming up, telling us that we're not allowed to or supposed to feel that way, where, yes, we get to feel this good all the damn time.
Absolutely. You know, I just find it really fascinating that, you know, wild animals don't experience trauma, and that only humans and domesticated animals, and, you know, obviously wild animals that are in zoos, they're traumatized. But like out in the wild, they have their circuit that they move through to release. And we've just haven't been able to complete that circuit. And so, you know, giving yourself that freedom to unwind, do your healing sounds, let go, and finding time in your day for these little micro practices that we teach in the salon really support us in just releasing all of the trauma and all the little micro traumas that we might experience throughout the day, so they don't start solidifying in the body.
I completely agree. And that's something I've always found fascinating too, where, you know, I've heard with animals is like when they do experience something that would be deemed traumatic is like right away, they stop and they like tune into their body and they shake it out. They shake it out until they're like, oh, okay, that's gone. And then they just move forward and there's no carrying it with them. And so how beautiful would it be if that's what we as a human society started to give to ourselves, just knowing that in the moment that something is happening that's uncomfortable or can lead to like having this traumatic response, what if we just stopped in that moment, allowed ourselves to accept that it's reality, it is what's happening, you know, there's not anything we can do about that, but knowing that we don't have to keep carrying it in our body and ourselves.
And the shaking is one of the first practices that I teach every client that comes to me. And, you know, truly just taking some time, bouncing up on the heels and just letting it just flow out of the body. It's washing all of the lymph system at the same time. It helps bring the nervous system back into balance. And so if you're ever just super stressed out, you know, just take a little break. So I'll be right back. Go shut the door, go to the bathroom and just shake it out.
Yes. And it's so powerful because it's like you can do that anywhere. Nobody needs to know. Just like take a little bathroom break, shake it out. Thank you so much, Bella. So for our listeners, I'm gonna put out there an action step today through a journal prompt. And so my questions for you that I would love for you to reflect on is, where can you heal your own relationships to your sexuality and creativity? And what would it look like if your life was filled with more passion and pleasure? And then I want you to start to tune in. Where does this energy of passion and pleasure already live inside of you? Because it's there. And it could be maybe just in the tip of your pointer finger or, you know, like in your lips. But where is that energy? How does that feel? Really tune into it. Allow yourself to just feel it reverberating throughout your system. And then when you really tune in, I want you to tune in and ask that energy, what is one action I can take right now to expand this energy in my life? Because who do you get to be when you release your grief? If you would like to contact Bella, you can find her at Bella, share your website.
BellaLeVay.com.
Beautiful. Or you can also visit my website, natashaodnedo.com. All my info is on the contact page. You can sign up for my newsletter. And I would like to thank you all for tuning in to Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace. I had an absolutely wonderful time. And thank you so much, Bella. I just feel like this was such an important message to share. And I'm just so honored to have had you on as my guest today. Please join me every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, or 3 p.m. Eastern. Next time on Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, I'm going to have a candid conversation with my very own client, Lindsay, who's going to be sharing her personal story of how embodiment is transforming her approach to life. So have a fantastic week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Unlock the Healing Path. The time to heal your trauma is now. Don't wait. Do it for yourself. Do it for the people you love. The world needs your light right now. And it's my passion and purpose to support everyone I can in healing their pain and trauma, to support you in continuing to grow, expand, and truly live the life that you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. I would love to have that increase in every day of your life through activation calls, through one-on-one coaching, and by reaching as many people as I can to share what I've learned.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.